is Jeff O'Brien with Chestnut Cambrone with another Minnesota Home Talk Legal Minute.
Self-help involves the landlord taking the law into his or her own hands to forcibly remove the tenant from the property. While the tenant is in legal possession of the premises under the lease, no other person can occupy or take possession of the premises by force, not even the owner. Minnesota has historically followed the common law rule that a landlord may rightfully use self-help to retake lease premises from a tenant in possession without incurring liability for wrongful eviction, provided two conditions are met. First, that the landlord is legally entitled to possession, such as where a tenant holds over after the lease term or where a tenant breaches a lease containing a reentry clause. And two, the landlord's means of reentry are peaceable. Under the common law rule, a tenant who is evicted by his landlord may recover damages for wrongful eviction where the landlord either had no right to possession or where the means used to remove the tenant were forcible, or both. An example of prohibited self-help would be a landlord who, after determining that a tenant has abandoned the property prior to an eviction, changes the locks to the property. If you are not certain of what to do when your tenant defaults, do not use the DIY method, as it usually winds up with you being SOL. Contact someone knowledgeable at Minnesota landlord-tenant law as to how best to resolve the matter.
That was Jeff O'Brien with Chestnut Cambrone.